For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras. The nationwide debate over fantasy sports is focused on Texas the last few days. On Friday, one of the two major fantasy websites, FanDuel, agreed to pull out of Texas. The other site, DraftKings, sued to have fantasy sports betting declared legal, and I dug into the latest developments. 56 million people play fantasy sports in the United States. That's according to the Fantasy Sports Trade Association. DraftKings and FanDuel took in a combined $3 billion last year. So Friday's announcement that FanDuel will leave Texas in May leaves a big hole in the business. The state accounted for $179 million in fantasy entries last year.
It's big. Third largest state, according to DraftKings, for entry fees. And that shows kind of the gravity of the situation for FanDuel to actually just say, okay, we'll pull out, knowing that they're going to lose a lot of their entries.
That's ESPN reporter David Purdom. We caught up with him during a break in a different fantasy sports hearing in Las Vegas. Purdom points out that the professional leagues and owners are involved too. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones bought a piece of DraftKings.
Rangers have a deal, I believe, with DraftKings. Stars are in there. Cowboys, of course, Mark Cuban. I mean, there's a big, huge, giant FanDuel banner right there on the court at American Airlines Arena. So everybody's involved in this. Everybody's watching very closely.
Friday's action made Texas the fifth state to issue an opinion against the daily fantasy sports companies. FanDuel and DraftKings say that they'll make their cases when the Texas legislature meets in 2017. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.